WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Two new albums come from men in different genres meeting in the middle. On Three Chords and the Truth, bluegrass musician James King picks from the canon of country music to rearrange country tunes in a bluegrass manner. On the new album called The Bluegrass Album, country star Alan Jackson has recorded his first collection of bluegrass music, some classics and some originals. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of both. Let's start with James King's version of Don Gibson's 1958 number one country hit, Blue Blue Day.
James King takes the title of his new album from a famous quote by the great songwriter Harlan Howard, who, when asked to define a good country music song, said it was three chords and the truth. King, a widely respected singer, put out an album a few years ago called The Bluegrass Storyteller, which had become his nickname. Well, you could say that storytelling is more central to classic country music than, say, an intricate fiddle solo, and thus King's move into hardcore country was almost inevitable. Here he is bending Vern Gosden's 1988 top 10 country hit, Chiseled in Stone, into a loping bluegrass ballad.
You ran crying to the bedroom, I ran off to the bar. Another piece. Heaven gone to hell. The words were spoken in anger, just tore my world apart. As I sit here, feeling sorry for myself. Then an old man sat beside me, and he looked me. Son, I know what you're going through. You need to get down on your knees and thank your lucky stars. You got someone you can go home to. He don't know.
James King sings in a modest, almost muffled manner, as though it would be impolite to obscure so much as one strum of a mandolin. It's a similar modesty that has characterized Alan Jackson's career. He's now one generation removed from country music's current tier of superstars, for whom reticence is a downright liability. But this manner makes Jackson's second act career move as a bluegrass fan a smooth one.
I've been gone. Yeah, it's a long, hard road I'm traveling on. Lord, I need to find my way back home. I hear the voice my sweet mama calling, telling me to change my ways. In my mind, I smell the dogwood blooming, takes me back to yesterday.
That's Long Hard Road, a new song Alan Jackson has written for this collection. Jackson wrote 8 of the 14 cuts on the Bluegrass album, and they are sturdily constructed models, weakened in spots by the author's disinclination to do anything showy, new, or deeply emotional with the form. A key sentiment to this collection is to be found in Jackson's song Let's Get Back to Me and You, in which he tells his wife, "I don't like the blues. I like love that's true, honey. Let's get back to me and you." In country music, few things are more enshrined than having the blues and being unfaithful. Jackson's sentiments here may be admirable, but they're not always the stuff of exciting music. Yet it sure is pretty.
I'm always on the road, you're always all alone, and I'm not always there when I'm at home. I'm ready for a little change, I'm ready to accept some blame. So let's back up to yesterday. Let's get back in love, back to dreaming of all those little things we used to do. Let's start holding hands, let's start making plans, honey. Let's get back to me and you.
Both of these country bluegrass hybrids by James King and Alan Jackson share a devotion to craft. Both albums feature impeccable arrangements for mandolin, fiddle, and banjo. Both employ the singer Don Rigsby for harmony vocals. One has to give the edge, however, to James King's Three Chords and the Truth. His album contains that extra splash of vinegar, that additional twist of tightened emotionalism that gives both bluegrass and country their distinctive kinds of artistic truth.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed James King's Three Chords and the Truth and Alan Jackson's The Bluegrass Album.